Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Hello, welcome to your Funky Friday edition of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. It is the 24th of April, 2015. All of the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours in around 5 minutes, could be less, because there just really wasn't a whole heck of a lot that went on. So, did you get your Apple Watch today, you lucky little devil, you? Well, it seems some did, and the first impressions seemed to be pretty good. Now, yeah, we know those big wig reviews from weeks ago, but what about the customers? What do they really think of the things? Well, most have been pretty positive. Lots of unboxing videos, of course, have shot up there on YouTube. Lots of customers saying they're actually receiving emails notifying them that they can schedule an online personal setup with Apple, which is kind of nice. One thing we can't stop hearing about is how comfortable the thing is, they're saying. Most are saying, hey, you know, even if you just go with a sports band, it's pretty dang nice. It feels good on the wrist, and I could wear it all the time. Build quality, people are saying it's perfect. And really, the only bad review I've seen from customers is that sometimes that ping feature, it ain't working. So that may be a little disturbing. If you ever lose your watch, you need to ping it. Where the hell is it? Ping, baby, ping. All in all, easy setup, feels good on the wrist. Most people are happy with their purchase. So are you going to get one, or did you get one already? Email us, britishtechnews@gmail.com. Tell us what you think of the new Apple Watch. I will read all of your responses in deep jealousy, because it's going to be months before I see mine. Dropbox looks to be getting in the note business, it seems. Dropbox has quietly opened up a beta testing for what it's calling Dropbox Notes, a collaborative note-taking service, they're calling this. There is a sign-up page where you can take part in the beta testing. Right now, though, that's pretty much it. There's not really any other details. Just sign up here and away you go. Funny enough, the screenshots of Dropbox Notes really look like Google Docs, and it has indicators showing multiple people working on and editing a single text document. Now, there's no word yet on when the thing is actually going to launch for consumers. We don't even know how much this thing is going to cost, if it costs anything, or if it's going to be part of, say, your Dropbox premium packages. We'll keep you posted here at BTN. It's good to be in the web services at Amazon. In its first quarterly earnings report, Amazon announced yesterday that yes, its web services are doing pretty dang good. $5 billion good, in fact. Interestingly enough, in the first quarter, Amazon's web services actually brought in $1.5 billion in revenue, which was actually up $1.1 billion this time last year. Ah, but with some good news, or shall we say positive news, there's always some bad news, isn't there? The online retail giant actually reported a net loss of $57 million overall for the first quarter. So what does this tell us? Well, people like the web services they're offering, but they don't like the crap that they're selling. Cord cutters seems to be the phrase of 2015. And if it is on your agenda for 2015 to literally cut your cable cord, Cablevision, of all names, might actually be your destination. Yesterday, Cablevision announced cord cutter packages. That's actually going to include a free digital antenna, access to its Optimum Wi-Fi network, and they're also going to offer that option of HBO Now in with that package. They're not saying if it's going to be free, though. Chances are it probably won't be. It'll be a little extra month, I would imagine. Cablevision CEO Christian Dolan said that our new cord cutter packages take advantage of the modern approach of traditional triple product bundles and provide a real alternative to fit new customers' lifestyles. In other words, Cablevision, nobody's buying our cable part like TV, so we best do something else or we're going to go under. And finally, see, I told you it was going to be a short Friday edition. Internet forums. Do you still go to internet forums? Sometimes it's a good place to find out information on whatever subject you're looking for. But forums actually, at the end of the day, are all about community. So if you're into forums, guess what? It's actually good for you, as in for your health. Internet forums have a positive impact on life satisfaction and lead to increased involvement in communities outside the confines of the online world, really. Yes, this is according to a new study published in the Computers and Human Behavior. Never ever heard of that publication, but hey, away we go. The study approaches users on a range of interests like lifestyle and hobby forums. The author lead on the study, Dr. Louise Pendray, said that their study showed users often discover that forums are a source of great support. especially for those seeking information about certain medical conditions that they have and sort of having a community support. The study also highlights that forums still give you that sort of privacy identity, so they don't really know who you are, making it easier for you to talk within that community. I think online forums are great. It's a great source to find out information and discuss it with people. Nothing wrong with that. But I really have a problem with this study. The study actually says it has increased involvement in communities outside of the online world. I've yet to see anywhere here that says that people actually go outside the online world after they had involvement in forums. Sounds like just another excuse to have a study for a study. Oh yeah, and grant funding too. Can't forget about that. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Head on over to our website at britishtechnetwork.com. Follow us on Twitter at British Tech. Follow me on Twitter as well at Kyle Swagger. Oh, yes, indeed. It is Friday, and that means it's the Mac Show Day. Oh, yeah. 3 p.m. live UK time. The show is going to be kicking off today. Fantastic panel coming your way today on the Mac Show. Adam Christensen's going to be there. Doc Rock is going to be there. Mr. Don McAllister. Oh, Donnie boy, will be back. It has been a while. We'll see how Don's vacation's been and his private jets and all those sort of things. Chuck Latornes is also going to be there. And Ewan Rankin, of course, will be at the helm. Mac Show today, 3 p.m. UK time live right here on the British Tech Network. That does it for your Friday edition of the BTN News Show, but we'll be back on Monday to get you caught up on what's going to happen over the weekend and the best technology news. But until then, have a great Friday, a fantastic weekend ahead. And thank you so much for listening.